Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul reminded the Corinthians of their salvation. He wrote of their calling on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 1:2. Calling on the name of the Lord simply meant that they had believed the gospel of Christ and had obeyed the Lord in baptism. Acts 18:8. Paul wanted the Corinthians and us to know that Jesus is not the exclusive property of one group of Christians, but is both their Lord and ours. That means that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all who submit to His rule. For the Scripture says, "Whosoever believes on Him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him." Romans 10:11-12. When we call upon Jesus Christ, we are acknowledging Him as Lord. Did you know that the word Lord appears almost 70 times in 1 Corinthians alone? This one fact shows that the Corinthians needed to be reminded of the true meaning of Jesus as Lord. One other verse from 1 Corinthians demonstrates the significance of calling Jesus Lord. "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit." 1 Corinthians 12:3. The word Lord means one who has absolute authority. As you know from the Great Commission according to Matthew's account, Jesus alone has all authority. Matthew 28:18. When we call Jesus Lord, we morally obligate ourselves to do His will. Is that not what Jesus had in mind when He told His disciples, "Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 7:21. Did you notice the connection between calling Jesus Lord and doing His will? Those who offer the so-called sinner's prayer and do not obey the Lord in baptism do not understand what Jesus said in Matthew 7:21. Calling Jesus Lord requires us to do exactly what He says in the way He says do it. Jesus asked, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say unto you?" Luke 6:46. The conversion of Saul of Tarsus illustrates the true meaning of the word Lord. As Saul was traveling toward Damascus to apprehend and to imprison the followers of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself appeared to Saul. Christ spoke to this bitter enemy of New Testament Christianity, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul did not recognize the Lord's voice, so he asked, "Who art thou, Lord?" Our Lord replied, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." And Saul, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Acts 9:4-6. If Jesus had endorsed the Calvinistic doctrine of faith only, He would have told Saul there was nothing he should do. But that was not the Lord's response to Saul's question, "What wilt thou have me to do?" The Lord instructed Saul to arise and to go into the city of Damascus, and there it would be told him what he had to do. Saul arose at the Lord's command and went into Damascus. The Lord sent Ananias to tell Saul what he had to do to be saved. Ananias asked Saul, "Why are you waiting?" He then commanded Saul, a penitent believer, "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. What did Saul have to do to have his sins washed away and be added to the Lord's church? According to the inspired record, he had to be baptized. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.